Yeah. It was interesting watching the DVD. His face didn't strike me as much as it did in the section itself. His face was like more gross. And his eyes were watery. And he was like, so it's interesting watching the DVD. I was like, oh, you don't look that bad on DVD. But in the section, he seemed really very, very. His face was like, fuck it, yeah.
That's pretty. Pam said one of these machines is not doing well.
Oh, there's multiple
machines. Well, she said, actually, she said one of the cords. Yeah. Has anyone seen Pam today?
Isn't she not the same time?
I don't think so.
I thought she was.
We're still working on trying to get these sessions password protected, so we'll work on that some other time, but now, are you able to FTP to my website?
Yeah, I logged in.
Okay.
Connected and everything.
Okay, I might not be the best person to help with that. My girlfriend designed that, and I can get in, but I don't know how to mess with it. So this is the cord that's bad. How's that?
Can we pull it back? What's that?
You want to
pull it backwards a little bit?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. So where's Shoshana? They closed all the lanes.
They had one lane open that they were left, one car at a time. They saw a cop walking.
Westbound or eastbound?
Westbound.
Oh, going from LAE?
Yeah.
Oh, westbound, okay. Because I was going eastbound and it was very heavy, but it wasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm. Westbound was just standstill. I was just sitting there for a while. And I left to get it.
Okay. So we look at the reliabilities here, and Sylvia and Giacomo cranked.
Sylvia,
Lauren,
Lynn.
Lynn,
yeah.
Oh, I haven't.
Go to the right.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Leah and Laura.
Yeah. I don't know, I keep switching.
But you know what is a consistent pattern? The people who've done Q sorting a lot tend to do better. That's the rule. So Giacomo, Sylvia, and Laura have all done really, really well. Those of you who haven't done the Q sorting at all haven't done well. Now, notwithstanding this most recent, but I think that just shows that practice really makes a difference. So as you guys continue to practice your Q sorting, you're gonna boost your scores, your reliabilities. But these are now for those of you who, actually only you, Giacomo. These are Pearson correlations. We were assessing reliability using an alpha statistic, which is much higher.
Yeah. And then you
Yeah. So the fact that you got 0.7 with the Pearson, that'd be the equivalent of like, I could do it right now, but like a way over 0.8 with an alpha.
Oh, we were doing it with the alpha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These are Pearson correlations.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they underrepresent or underestimate the reliability.
Are you going to continue to do it like this way?
Yeah, because the other way is much more labor intensive, and you have to do it only with pairs. So if I were to calculate the reliabilities of every pair, they're separate runs that you have to do on on SPSS. With the correlation matrix, you can do it with one run.
Oh, okay.
So can you think of all the combinations, separate combinations, permutations of all of them? It'd be a nightmare.
So what would be an ideal number for these, for
a I think like a 0.5 something probably would be equivalent of a 0.7 with the alpha statistic, Cronbach alpha. I mean, we can do that. No, they're just different ways of calculating the same idea. They're slightly different ways, slightly different formulas for assessing reliability between people. With Q sorting, the standard in the literature happens to be the alpha. The Pearson, which is what I'm doing, is a more conservative estimate of reliability than the alpha, and so the reliabilities are going to be lower. The number is going to be lower. If we were to do an alpha, that's a more accurate estimate, and that's going to inflate it a little bit. So let's see. I'm just kind of curious. So we do, let's see, it was Giacomo, and who was the other person that you?
Sylvia.
So we run this, and you see that was equivalent to a 0.83. So the goal is to get a 0.7 alpha or greater on average with every single one of these, and so that's a very, very good reliability. Excellent. But you know, getting back to Laura's point, all of these Q sorts are really good. In fact, is there any below 5?
No.
They're all above 5. So, you know, if this trend continues, you know, we could start coding the real sample. I mean, let's take the lowest one. What would be the lowest one? Would that be this one? Shoshana, And Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me calculate. That's Shoshana. Right?
Yeah.
You guys following me?
Mm-hmm.
I could teach stats here. All right, so let's calculate this reliability. So that's 0.67. So it's close. Not quite up to snuff, but it's pretty close. So if we can, now this could be just an aberration that this was an easy session to code, I don't know. You said you felt difficult to you. But everybody did well. So if this trend continues for 2 or 3 more weeks, we can start coding a real sample.
I'm not going to be here for the next 2 weeks.
What?
Laura said that you had trouble putting up there. Is that on the website? So
what's that?
Is that your website putting the link for the sessions? Is it going to be up by next week?
Dustin and I have to work on that.
Okay. Because if it's not, I might as well. Really know what's going on. I mean, I can give you this week's, and you could put this week's and just send it in, but you wouldn't be at the meeting.
Right.
But, like, that's what, like, Sarah.
But then I'm recording these meetings, and you can listen to them after they occur. All the meetings are uploaded. What's that?
Yeah. So then for next week's video, you just wouldn't do that one.
Where are you going to be?
In North Carolina.
Are you going to be available to watch or?
No, I will.
You're on vacation.
I will have access to a computer, so I could do it. If I could. The problem is that I don't have the CDs yet because the sessions occur on Wednesday nights. So I'm making these CDs Wednesday nights, so I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe you could mail it to her.
Okay. Right. I could mail it to you. I mean, I think Sarah and Sylvia are taking the week off this week because we decided last session that...
What?
We did! You were right there! You said, okay, I can take the week off. But they, you know, so you would sort this week for the session next week that you're not going to be at. Your reliability would still go into the matrix. But for the following week, I mean,
should I
mail it to
you? You could do that. It depends upon whether Leia wants some work to do on her vacation. We're so close. What's that? Well, that's an option. Laura, what about doing the upload and her downloading again? Is that just too painful?
Oh, I could rejoin the thing. I stopped the subscription. Oh. But I mean, I could...
I thought we paid for that.
No, you paid for what we did, but I didn't want the subscription to keep charging if we weren't using it.
How long was the subscription for?
I think it went for like a month and a half, so I think we were charged for 2 months worth.
Well, we haven't gone 2 months yet.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to just rejoin the account then? Activate the account?
Yeah, I'm still paying for it, right?
No. I mean,
they gave us 2 months. We have not used up the 2 months.
You know what you can do?
I already deactivated, so now we're going to have to pay for another month. Like, I mean, it's like $10.
Why did you do that?
Because otherwise it would keep charging on a monthly basis.
You couldn't subscribe on a non-renewing basis?
No, it just renews until you deactivate the account. The other additional thing is that we went over... I don't know what bandwidth is, but we went over whatever the quota was. There's a certain quota per month that this $10 a month gets you, and I didn't realize with so many people downloading, that all added up.
Oh.
And actually, I think there's going to be additional charges. So, but I
have
to wait until I get my bill.
I'm gonna owe like $1,500.
So I'm sure it's just like a few extra bucks, and it's not an issue.
Okay.
I just didn't want it to keep charging for bandwidth.
Gotcha.
I don't know what this means. I mean, I need a more computer tech person clearly to do it, because I did it the best I could.
I was thinking, I mean, this sounds a little ridiculous, but this sounds like it would be the easiest and cheapest way to do it. What if we started a like private MySpace account? Upload videos to MySpace, and then you could just, as soon as you log in, you just press play, and like videos start playing on MySpace.
The problem is that
we can upload videos at this.
It's free, and you can set it to private, so that only we can log into it. And we make our own password, then you can log into this MySpace page.
Okay, let's do that.
Video on there. No, that's good. It's free and
easy.
Can
you upload videos that are like 2 gigabytes big?
I don't know. I know that they have like people have tons of videos. Site, like, you know, you go to their...
You have a MySpace page?
I used to. I don't have it anymore, but I can easily renew it.
I can create a new one.
I mean, I know people have a lot of stupid videos on there that must take up a lot of space, so I'm not sure. I hope.
I have to look and see what size of the video, because I don't know why these videos are so large, for some reason, this specific video camera
is going to
take like a huge amount of
space.
I wonder...
Also, it might be able to, like, change the press.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. What about zipping it?
Yeah,
that would be really
zip
file. I don't know how to do that.
I could do that.
I wonder if you could zip it to under. Yeah, if you could zip it to under 10 megs, actually, you could even just send it through regular email.
Yeah.
Yahoo will zip. Yahoo will send files 10 megs or less.
That would be really easy.
And these files are running, what, about 50 megs? 60?
No, they're 2 gigabytes each.
Oh, they're
the
2
most.
Gigs.
At the biggest, they're a half hour of the session will be 1.99 gigabytes.
Oh, there's no way.
So a full session is in 2. It's always,
yeah.
That's why it's always in 2 files.
The zip program is not going to reduce it to
and
10 megs.
Spend extra money on this file transfer because the regular
right.
light version won't transfer a file.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
We could split it up. Like,
split it up in like 15 minutes.
Or emails.
I like the idea better just uploading it to a website. That's why I wanted to do it on my website.
I can't upload files that big. I have to figure out.
Or like a private YouTube thing.
I was looking at.
For private MySpace, so that only friends can see it, but then all of you guys would have
to
join
friends.
MySpace.
You could just be as well have that username and password, so log on.
Oh, you would log on to the page as well. Okay, that's true, because then you guys wouldn't have to join MySpace, which is
like,
want to be in that world. Okay, I'll try and do that.
In the meantime, let's continue to work on, because it should properly be on my website, I think. So let's continue to think about that. I don't know how helpful I can be, but
yeah, I should be able to find somebody.
Maybe when do you have to leave?
I have to leave actually. I need to get somewhere by 6, so I was thinking.
Okay. So we'll work on it next week. So should we talk about the actual items and we want to do that?
I just have a question.
Yeah.
But with like a subdued affect, does that the same thing as like a depressed tone or a subdued, like the person's like monotone, like you don't see any emotion? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You remember the item number?
I
My think, just off the top of my head, I would think it would be either one, either monotone or depressed. It's kind of all-inclusive. Just the opposite of being excited and euphoric.
Right. Because he seemed like, I know you didn't watch the session, but like he wasn't very mobile. And he was kind of just sitting there and staring into space. And my impression was that he was like really upset in that moment.
Hi.
And so he sounded sort of like monotone, but I feel like his emotion inside like was pretty intense. So I don't know if that would still fall into the same category of being like a subdued.
Well, what we try to accomplish is to go with what you see as much as possible. Now, some of these items have to require some level of inference into what you think might be going on, but as much as possible, it's a behaviorally anchored instrument. So if the outward expression of affect seems subdued, then it's subdued. Even if you think there might be something else going on. I mean, I would think that your intuition is based on something that you're seeing or hearing, right?
Well, it's like a sad expression, because that's still subdued. Like, if you're not, like, if you're the opposite of excited,
yeah, I mean, like, the kid who's walking around, okay.
Yeah, underactive.
Kind of low-key, underactive, yes, all of that. That's subdued. I think that's item 101.
The way I've heard it.
Right. Well, does that help? Is that?
No, that's helpful.
Okay. What else? We have, I have the video we could watch, whatever you want to do. We could look at.
I looked through the list briefly, and there were a few items that were pretty, that we were all pretty, all of
them
pretty
fun. Is there a way we could do, look at the ones that people here kind of do a
discrepancy? Yeah, the discrepancies.
Yeah. I had, this is Sarah, I had emailed her and told her she had two blanks. And I asked her to fill those in, she never got back to me about it. She's on vacation, though. Right? Okay, so that's why.
Can I ask you a question about another item?
Mm-hmm.
52 therapist makes explicit statements about the end of the hour upcoming weekend or holiday. Mm-hmm. In all the sessions, Laura says, like, we have 5 minutes left, and then, like, for the time to have sessions, she says, will that go towards the characteristic end, or towards, because it's only one, it's not like it's a main focus, but sometimes, like, you are,
the same thing always with put that item session. In
what? I always put that item in six because I always just make
yeah, one that exactly. I think this thing I put it higher because she said something else as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time to get going or something like that.
I think a six would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if Laura was saying at the beginning of the session, I'm going on vacation next week,
right,
I won't see you, and then she mentions it maybe two or three more times throughout the session, and then the child picks up on it and says, I'm really going to miss you, and then starts crying and says, you know, reminds me of the time when my mom left me for 2 weeks.
Well,
then it's a nine.
Cards.
Which item was it?
52.
Oh, because yeah, it was kind of different. Oh, no, that was
good. So, Laura, you said you looked through it and you saw some wide discrepancies.
I found a few. Although we were, like, a lot of cards were really
53. Okay, 53 is child conveys awareness of own internal difficulties. Did this child verbalize or express
through... 56, I have a big circle around.
Because
yeah,
that one's kind of...
All the
pictures
too.
Well, let's do 53 first.
What's that one?
53 is child conveys awareness of own internal difficulties. No one likes me at school. I don't know what's wrong with me. That's an awareness of an internal difficulty. And then uncharacteristic is child doesn't seem to be aware that he or she has any internal difficulties. So half of you, roughly half, put the item in on the right side of the spectrum, and the other half of you put it on the left side.
If you seem to know what your difficulties are, but you don't want to talk about it.
Then how do you know that they know? How do you know that they know what their difficulties are?
Because they're upset. Like, you alluded a couple of times to being bothered by something, but then he did not want to talk about it any further, and he seemed like upset.
I think I put characteristic, I'm guessing, but I think because of his issue with his brother, I think, and he's talking about that. That seems like a difficult thing he's pretty explicit about, right. And that was pretty obvious.
But then he was like, I'm like,
well, remember, it's internal difficulties.
If he says, I have a problem with my brother,
he's a jerk. That's not an awareness of an internal difficulty. Yeah. That's an awareness of an external difficulty.
Well, you're right on the board, like, you said, like, with bothering you,
Clara clearly knew that he was upset about something, but I would say I was aware of his internal difficulties, and I would say he wasn't. He said a bunch of times, no, I don't want to talk about it, like, clearly there was an "if" that he didn't want to talk about. That doesn't mean he's aware of internal difficulties. What's he aware of? We don't know.
Laura said something like,
I just don't want you to go beyond the level of inference that we're at. You know what I'm saying? That would be, you're jumping to a level of inference that we don't quite have enough evidence for.
Are we equating unaware with being defensive? Because I would say that he is more defensive than unaware. Or is that the same?
It's not clear. I don't think it's very clear. If someone's defending against something, I mean, the nature of defense is unconscious.
Right.
So they're not
maybe
aware.
It's more of like a conscious sort of like shutting in their head.
I think I'm the three in there. Maybe I'm the three. I saw him as not really aware, but like feeling and completely like overtaken by the affect. But if he had been aware of it, I felt like I would have heard more about it. Like, I just felt like he was so like taken over by a move, but not. I thought he was pretty, but I forgot what he said about his brother. But I just got an extra.
He said, "I'm not sad," like a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not.
So I don't know, but that's again, it comes down to your question. He's saying that he's like, he's defensive, but he doesn't think he's sad. And if he is sad, and he's like, he's not, then he isn't aware, you know?
Yeah, I would say it was so obvious that he was sad, and he was saying he wasn't sad, so I would say he's pretty not aware, or at least not consciously aware.
I'd agree with that. I mean, I'm thinking three or four for this item. That would be in line with the first four coders anyway.
Yeah,
and not in line with the last three.
If he explicitly says if he's visibly sad and seems sad and bothered about something, he says I'm not going to talk about that, would we still rate that as being unaware or distant from the feelings?
You know, I can't tell whether he's aware of his internal difficulty or not. I can't tell.
So
I don't know. Yeah. Because if we start inferring what we think might be going on, that's where I promise you, we lose reliability. Because
right.
Some people are going to say, well, yeah, I think he does. And others are going to say, well, no, not really. If we're clear that we are only going on behavioral, vocal, gestural indicators, then I think we have to say no, or we don't know. You know, when all else fails, if you're not really sure, you put it in the middle pile. You can't go wrong.
I was definitely remembering like, a lot of the stuff we talked about last week while I was doing this and just thinking about his problems and stuff while I was doing
what we were talking about, Shoshana, before you came, was that everyone did very well on this session. But we're just wondering whether it's an easy session or, you know, but if this trend continues, we could start coding the real data in a few weeks. So.
All right,
thanks Dustin. All right, I'll see you.
Oh, you want your CD?
Thank you.
All right, so should we go to 56?
Yeah, 54 was kind of disruptive too, but 56 I
thought. Should we do 54 as well? Who gave the one?
That might be me. Am I that third comment?
It's unfortunate the printer's not working and you guys don't have a newer version of SPSS. So actually Leia gave the one. This is 54.
Yeah.
Child is clear and organized in verbal expression. So Giacomo gave a 7. So you two duke it out. I want to see some good fighting.
Is the clear and
above
organized?
The belt.
It's the clear and organized and expression that's the one. That's the item.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I took it on basically whatever he said. Like, was it like organized thought? Was it like organized? Like, was he pretty organized in verbal behavior? Like, I didn't think his silence is disorganized. You know what I mean?
No, I just
I thought that he was just very vague. We didn't get an understanding of why what he was bothered exactly about, or he was very clear about how safe he was about it. I guess I was taking it upon whatever he said, which was little.
I focused on the vague too, and I put it in 4. Because I did think he was a little more vague than clear. But he wasn't rambling by any means, because he didn't say enough words to ramble.
It doesn't have to do with how much he talks, really. That's why, I took it as characters, because he was easily understandable. This wasn't one thing I didn't get from him. But he wasn't like. I guess you focus on vague, easy, but.
What's the vague mean here?
Vague means you have no clue what he means by what he's saying.
I don't think that would qualify. I mean, he was pretty clear. But.
If he says, I don't want to talk about it, that's pretty damn clear. I mean, how much did this kid say in the session? Was he very talkative, not talkative?
He wasn't talkative, but he was pretty clear that he didn't want to talk about it.
But was he clear about not wanting to talk?
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes he just ignored.
Sometimes he ignored.
I guess I focus on specific instances. Thing that I can sort of grab into is his brother disturbing him, and I didn't get the sense of him wanting to play that. I think he was better than him, and it's like all the time for him.
I asked him, he did say disturb how, and he said with fighting. Yeah. He did say with fighting.
He said, my brother's a problem for me, and he disturbs me.
That's pretty clear.
He does a lot of fighting.
But I was definitely a little more on the side of vague than clear.
I guess when you said the meaning of vague, doesn't really qualify as much. Because it's It wasn't really, I didn't see anything as unclear what he said, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd have to go with Giacomo on this one.
Mm-hmm.
As the referee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the one and the three, who gave the three? That's Shoshana. So you felt that he was pretty vague. Really?
Yeah,
well, you have a convert.
No, I mean, I thought that even before he said anything.
So why'd you put it in a three?
Maybe unintentional?
Huh?
Unintentionally?
Unintentionally? All right.
He did a card placement error. And made one of those.
Maybe you meant
week.
Seven.
I put something in one instead of nine last week. I realized as I looked through the data.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad error.
As opposed to those good errors.
Well, good errors, like, you know, a three instead of a seven.
I'm just teasing.
The worst thing, but...
All right, so then 56. We had two threes, and the rest are in the ballpark. So if Shoshana is a three, and who's the other person?
What is it?
It was, Laura. Laura and Shoshana... against Leia and Giacomo. Ding, 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 ding.
So we said that. Wait, what?
Oh, so that's what
child is distant from his or her feelings.
Yeah,
okay.
See, I saw the feelings as like completely freaking emotional.
That's what I was confused about. I thought it was like,
I think the one you said, like, he seemed more sad when you were with him. Like, I think that. Because
yeah.
I didn't see him as. Deep, like really sad as much as he was.
That's
yeah,
true,
I
remember.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't here for this conversation in the beginning, but I was saying, like, watching the video, he didn't seem as sad to me as he had when I was sitting right there next to him, because I came out of this session being like, oh my gosh, I feel completely overwhelmed with his emotion. Like, he was sitting there, like, and, like, his face was, like, painful to look at. But, like, looking at the video so far away, I, like, didn't even see that. So I'm like, was he really that sad? Was that my mind? Or was it just a function of how close I was? So, I don't know.
Just the focus on the
video
itself.
Yeah. Definitely, anything was definitely
a fear. Try, I mean, really, try your best. I know we're all clinicians, and most or all of us are psychodynamically oriented, but try your best to stick with the surface as much as possible. I mean, it sounds to me as though this kid was very low-key, kind of indifferent, a little flat. He certainly wasn't jumping up and down and talking a mile a minute and playing and seemed a little bit distant from his feelings.
So when it says affect is apparent, that means it's got to be like heightened affect or?
Well, I guess three, I think it said, would be balanced by either of the two. I think a two or one would be the second part of the sharp affect or outbreaks.
So like different affects across the session?
A variety that's modulated, like there are no real peaks or valleys, or there could be a lot of peaks, just no valleys.
I saw, like, there was one in the room.
His mood changed.
His mood changed a lot.
He was fine in the beginning and then crashed and then walked out okay back to Candyland. So,
right.
Yeah, I saw a piece of that, but for the majority of the session, he was really flat.
So maybe a six.
Maybe, yeah.
Would a six be acceptable? No one actually gave a six, but Giacomo and Leia gave sevens.
Yeah, I'm inclined to go with the majority, especially because there's some like three nines in there.
Child is distant from the circle. Isn't there another item that's like talking about the variety of affects? I'm not sure what makes what we were just talking about peaks and valleys. Why is that?
No, that'd be the opposite.
But why is that in this category, is he, like, him knowing about his emotions?
This item has nothing to do with awareness. This item is measuring expression. Simply expression. Not your sense of whether he's aware of his feelings, but rather the nature or the process of the expression of those feelings. Does that make sense?
I think you're right, though. It's one of those cards where, like, the title of the card is kind of misleading. You really have to, like, read the whole thing. Because, like, that title, like...
Well, you know, Celeste listens to these team meetings.
Feelings.
She's going to hear this.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's difficult to understand that
kidding.
Title in isolation.
Great.
I think
you hear
it's
that, Celeste?
Helpful to have those two qualifying sentences there.
But I think even with those, you have to see the
I look at the title so much less than I read the descriptions. I'm like,
I hear you. I think it's important to read both, really.
Mm-hmm.
But the title, as you call it, the item itself, mm-hmm. is really just kind of a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really important is how they're described and characterized beneath.
That's the most helpful part of it, to have those examples.
Especially the differential between uncharacteristic and neutral, sometimes you can look at uncharacteristic.
Yes, and it spells it out for you.
Yes. We talked about that a little bit last week as well.
Sad and
then
laughing,
mm-hmm.
would that be distant?
No, I mean, that's what you would think of when you think of distant from one's feelings, but the way that she's defining this here, it's a child who feels just little concern or feeling in the expression. In that case,
that
it's inappropriate, definitely. Which is probably covered by another item, although I can't think of it at the moment.
Just did the item
Yeah, they would be more accurately covered by that item, I would think. Child conveys awareness of own difficulties. You know, if somebody was laughing, or let's say someone who's crying and saying, I feel happy. Obviously, they're not aware of their internal difficulties.
Maybe they're just not aware of the properly expressed their internal difficulties. Like, that could also just be more of a social deficit type of problem. Like, you don't know how to properly express
feeling. Well, I would think that would mean that they're just not in touch with the feeling. Right? So if they're crying, and they say they're happy, they don't really understand that what they're doing is sad, is an expression of sadness. You're saying they're just using the wrong language? Like,
either the wrong language
they're just mislabeling it?
Either the wrong language or the wrong affect. Because isn't that, like, a separate, like, issue that some people just are misaligning their affect with their feelings, like that they would laugh when they're sad and just like have inappropriate affect. They're not aware.
Yes. Well, I would say that they're not aware of what they're really feeling. That's how I would define that.
Going back to number 53, I think we agreed that he wasn't very aware of his internal difficulties because he was pretty flat. But it also says that he could express it through play. And during the play session, there was like a bath time scene. And this little boy's taking a bath and he's alone because he doesn't have a brother. And how does he feel? And he feels happy because he doesn't have a brother. And he went into his brother, disturbing him, but not very much. And most of the session was kind of feel flat. But
well, again, he's not describing an internal difficulty, right? The difficulty is his brother, who's a real object.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it. Shoshana, just so you understand, I didn't watch the session because my DVD had malfunctioned.
It
so,
cracked.
Huh?
They were cracked when I brought them. So I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So I haven't watched this session, so that's why Leah is describing it for me. I still think that he's not saying, I hate my brother and that's my problem. I should love my brother, but I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't feel ambivalent
about it. Right.
He's not really talking about his own feelings about it. He's talking about his brother as if that's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. See, I would say that's an external difficulty. Mm-hmm. It's a difficulty. He's highlighting a difficulty, but it's not internal.
Not an internal struggle.
We'd like to make it internal so that he can struggle with it, but he's externalizing it, so it's not a... I mean, that's why people externalize and project, so they don't have to experience the conflict inside.
Right. But, okay, so there is an item about, like, externalizing problems. And let's say, like, his brother is the problem, though, in real life. He wouldn't really be externalizing. The problem is just perceiving it accurately.
Let's say he has an older brother. That's not the case in this kid. But let's say he had an older brother who's beating the crap out of him. He's saying, my brother's a jerk. He's beating me up. He's accurately perceiving reality, but it's still not an internal difficulty.
But would he be externalizing the problem, or would he just be perceiving accurately?
He could be perceiving accurately.
Okay.
But he's not aware of, maybe he's...
Maybe he's externalizing, or is he projecting on the therapist?
There's a thing about projects anger outward or it takes anger inward.
We also don't know the reality, though, so for us to say that, oh, that's accurate and
that's true
to him.
That's true, we don't
so
know
he
that. Because you guys have no outside information other than this particular session. You can't even use other sessions. And I've said this before, right? You can't use other sessions to inform your ratings on the particular session that you're rating. You have to take each session as an isolated experience, as if you had never seen this kid before. As much as you can. Forty, yes, there's some discrepancy on 40.
Everything to do with
that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all kind of in disagreement.
Okay, Dustin had a leave. He gave it a 1. And Giacomo gave it an 8.
Yeah.
And then you've got some 6s and 4s. Actually, Shoshana gave it a 3. So 40 is...
Is it possible, like, is it a reasonable assumption for us that just because of, like she was saying before, like, she's closer, she has a more, you know, like, she can see what he's really doing better than from a camera, which is further away, so the fact that she keeps talking about his affect, oh, you seem sad, and like that, that he's displaying that affect, or we can't see it necessarily, so it's not there.
I don't know.
I wanted to bring that up, too, especially with this session for you guys, because, like, I don't think I was totally wrong. Like, I think that I was pretty attuned to what his affect was in this situation. Like, I was pretty proud that I, like, really got a handle on it, and, like, I called attention to the defenses and stuff like that. But I think, like, sometimes I could be, like, completely off. So if you're seeing something very different from what I'm saying, I would make your own opinions.
I think we're just not seeing the point. You know what I mean? Not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't see him as happy, but I didn't see him as totally, like extremely sad. It was more, like, humanly bothered. I mean,
yeah.
But
well, you guys are almost seeing it with, like, almost better eyes, like, fresher eyes, too. So I would go...
Well, I wouldn't disagree.
More than what I'm
that
saying.
You are more in tune. I would think that you probably have a better, more accurate picture of the reality. But, I mean, for the sake of this, I'm just saying, I think it's probably worse to
together the same.
It's hard to know, because like I've got all the sessions and the history backing up like what I say in the session, but you guys are looking at it like almost like with a fresher point of view, because you're just looking at the session in isolation, so it's hard to know like which is going to be the more accurate perception.
Well,
because I could have countertransference going on, I could, you know.
Let me bring into it some theory. You guys all heard of Wilfred Bion?
Oh, yeah.
Kleinian? Psychoanalyst? He said you should come into every session with no memory and no desire. You ever heard of that before?
You only say it like every third supervision. I don't have too many memories. No, it's true. It's probably cool that you guys are looking at it.
So it is possible that these guys could be better therapists and know what to do than you because of your...
To the process as they're
right. Because they're in tune, they're in touch with actually what's going on in the here and now, whereas you have a whole history of experience with him that you're relying on to formulate and convey your interventions. So that's very interesting, actually.
It's
but
hard.
As they continue to watch more video, then they become desensitized to the here and now, too, unfortunately.
That quote confuses me, because it makes a lot of sense, but then how are you supposed to draw attention to patterns across the person's modes of relating? How are you supposed to, you know, if you really go in without memory? I mean, I think desire is something that I can agree on, that you should leave out and not direct the session and not think about where you want the person to go, but memory, I mean, you've got to know their history, you've got to tie it all together.
You have to?
Well, yeah,
they should do some of that work.
Some
right.
Sort of summarizing statements or, you know, call attention to patterns.
Well, how about patterns within session patterns?
Yeah, that too. But I think I wouldn't put a moratorium on saying, you know, you were talking about something similar 2 sessions ago. And I don't know, but it's not the
You know, free association is like a goal. No one ever fully free associates in psychoanalysis, right? And in the same way, no memory, no desire, it's a goal. You work toward it. It's not something that is theoretically possible. It's you guys, you know what parabolas are? You know what an asymptote is? An asymptote is a line against which the parabola tries to reach, but it never quite touches, ever. And even if the parabola is extended into infinity, it will never touch the asymptote. Right? No memory, no desire is like the asymptote. And the parabola is reaching, it'll never quite touch. That's how I conceptualize it. Just like free association. You'll never be freely free associating. But you can try to attain that. I mean, you can strive for it.
I think actually we have a few minutes because we have our 2 minutes. So are you seeing that?
So you walk in and you say, so, what's up today?
Well, it was weird, actually. I stopped like 3 weeks ago. I was sick, and they came in and they said, it's our last session. They said, we're not coming in anymore. So we had to reschedule.
They said that they're coming in, except we had already decided that we were going to stop seeing them at that point when they were coming in.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
But I just saw Dr. Roll in the hallway, and he said that we're meeting next week.
But they're coming in.
For the party.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them. They're supposed to come next week.
Yeah, I think that's what he said in the email, but I think they're coming again.
All right, so... We're nearing the end.
Item
40.
Communicate without affect. Because monotone or he communicates to affect via different affects.
Was he more monotone or was there affect in his voice?
Based on what he was doing, I remember.
So you can see this flat FX and that, like, be consistent. I'm not saying that I wasn't still, but between this and the one we were talking about before, either he's flat FX or he is back and forth.
I mean, I guess I did it last week, so maybe if I my memory shot, but I really didn't think Stephen was really having any real inflections in his tone and expressing anything, or if he, you know, like when he did, like, you know, he didn't talk anymore, so when he did, like, it was really, like, pretty, you know,
yeah.
I didn't hear him raising his voice.
I'm just thinking about the end of that thing, like Candyland, and he's like joking about them like hopping over each other, and he like stands up and he's like excited in his voice, but they're not.
Oh, that was at the very end.
Yeah, see, I saw, because I saw moments when he had flat affect and the moments of affect, so I saw both, and it was one of those that, you know, if it had just been one or the other, that would have gone like in an extreme pile either way, but because I saw both, and I didn't really think it was so much a 5, but it was a little bit more flat, so it ended up in a 6, not because I thought it was neutral, but that the two sides were pulling me.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that one example, I mean, I agree with that example, one example pulled me beyond below, I guess, it's a
even. Yeah. Also, at the beginning, he was a different.
Yeah,
you're just going to have to be like, yeah, until he started.
Badgering.
Okay, well.
Badgering?
No, so Laura made.
He was sad and then I badgered him. But maybe I badgered and then he was sad. This is why I want you to watch this.
See, Laura made an intervention and that changed. The affect shifted. That's what I'm hearing. So for part of the session, he was more monotone, affectless, and then Laura intervened and then he became more animated in his tone of voice. In that case.
Yeah, the opposite.
Huh?
The opposite.
Oh, the opposite? Okay.
Well, yeah, he came in okay, and then he started getting... Oh, it was because he took a really long bathroom break, and I wondered if it was maybe to, like, take a break or, you know, to be alone, and then he just sort of, like, crashed after that.
Then
I continued badgering him about it.
In that case, you want to think about a more middle pile. So I think, like, 6s... and 4s make sense. 1s, 3s, and 8s don't make as much sense. So, Giacomo, you're not convincing me.
I mean, I'd go...
Because you gave an 8.
I'd go to a 6. I mean...
I agree with you that the majority was pretty monotone.
Yeah.
But I did see, like, some variability in the session.
Yeah, I'd put it a 6.
Are you willing to move?
Yeah.
All right.
Is this the... This one?
That's the one.
Nobody wants to watch the video?
I'm curious to know whether the intervention or the affect came first. Now I'm nervous.
No.
See ya. Thank you.
Well, part of that has been a long time coming.
Anyone know how I can close this right panel?
Finish praying.
Down here?
What do you mean?
That's this spray.
I forgot
what
I mean. I thought...
Right there?
Yeah. doll story.
Hey, it'll be fine. Thanks.
You think that the doll story that you played last time is now finished?
Yeah. Well, he said...
Only you can tell if it's finished or not. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's finished?
Well, I don't know what the story is.
I don't think so.
You think there's still more story to tell?
I just don't know where I was.
Now that's a little disorganized. That's not very clear. His speech.
What I mean is, for that is,
not just the speech to light, but he's not making a whole lot of sense right now.
The last thing. The
last thing. Exactly.
Think. So, it's pretty important to you to pick up exactly where you left off?
Oh. See, that was an organized
comment.
Why is
that so important? To pick up just
right. No, absolutely.
Because what if I didn't finish?
What if you didn't finish it? What then? I wonder what would happen if you didn't finish it. You would have to start all over again? Well, let's see.
So he's struggling with issues of continuity. So he's coming in a little disorganized.
Well, where do you think you should start?
You guys can hear this okay?
Dinner.
With dinner? Mm-hmm. Will you tell me again who is in the family? Who are these people?
Well, he knew that much. Right. Right. He's not totally, you know, dissociated or anything. Yeah, this seems a little muddled.
The father, the uncle, and
there's a mother, father, an uncle, and an aunt.
Can you see which one is missing the mother?
Oh, mother is missing. And who's this one right here? This one is
the kid, remember?
Oh, the kid. Well, I have a pretty bad memory. You'll have to remind me about what they're doing.
Though she has no memory or desire.
Yeah, I guess I was hoping for him to talk a little bit more than how to check meeting.
Mm-hmm. It's very hard for beginner child therapists to let a kid struggle. The urge is just to jump right in and clean things up for them. So it's great that you can do that. Well, what you could do is pay attention to the face and say, I notice your facial expression is X.
I know, it's what I do, girl efficient.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I want to tell you something okay. I want to tell you something positive about it, make me better, you know. All these nice sort of things that it's say, it's the model.
So. Maybe that's what he was trying to elicit in you.
Kicking off his clothes. still wonder what he's doing right now.
Is it pretty typical of him never to face you?
Can you tell me? He has his back.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah. All alone?
He doesn't have a brother.
He can't have a brother. He doesn't have a brother. Looks like he's doing a lot of things alone right now. Slide. In the back. What would be different if he did have a brother? Then. And his brother would go in the bathroom with him. Oh, they would take a bath together? Yeah, and the bath is a problem for me. That's a problem for you? What do you mean? My brother disturbs you.
What was that?
He disturbs you?
Now, you can't get clearer than that.
Can you tell me how he disturbs you?
Well, you could, because I
asked
you how he disturbs you.
What does he do? Talk a little bit more about how your brother disturbs you.
Anyway, this is personal supervision.
He does a lot of,
yeah.
Right?
It's
6:05. All right. So, see you guys next week. So, Leah, you will be here next week. You won't be here next week. Okay, but you'll send me your ratings. And you'll listen on the... You'll listen to the recording on the website. Yeah.